Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Nuts, and another Fantasy Friday has come around. So, Bryson, why don't you take it away?
Awesome. Sounds good. So today we are jumping into five pitchers that we are looking to target now in the early season and just in general, the guys that we like. Since we didn't get to do our pitcher preview because the season started, we're just going to give you the five guys that we like most right now. And then we'll finish off with a couple early fantasy overreactions. But yeah, to kick us off, why don't you give us your first guy, Chase?
All right. My first guy I had was Kyle Freeland, and we had talked a little bit about this before. We talked, Marshall mentioned Kyle Freeland, and I knew that I was going to be mentioning him here. So if you're okay with the Rockies pitcher, so far he's been pretty good this season with two appearances, 12.2 innings, no runs allowed, 6 Ks and 3 walks. So not a ton of Ks, but like, get probably you're going to be okay with that. You're going to take that, especially if you're looking to drop someone that's not producing for you. That's going to be a good pickup for you. And pretty low risk guy as well. You just drop him right away if he starts acting up.
Yeah, yeah, no, you can't argue with those early season numbers either. Like zero ERA, can't go wrong with that. Two starts, like.
Yeah, can't complain.
Like, I don't know what the two starts were, but I mean, it doesn't matter. MLB team's an MLB team, right?
Yep.
Unless you're the A's, but debatable.
True.
But yeah. No, I like that. I like that pick for the first.
Yeah.
But mine is Framber Valdez. I have him on my team. He is probably highly rostered. I'm thinking 95 plus, probably more like 98, but I'm thinking more of a trade piece. I mean, he's consistent, gets good starts. He's had some good starts this season, but nothing great or anything. So his average is pretty mid right now. So he might be a good trade piece to try to attack right now. But yeah, he proved last year that he's an absolute beauty. I mean, he pitches pretty well. It'd be hard pressed for him not to have a 6 innings or more pitched game. So
yeah, he's just the guy that. He pitches a good amount.
He's also, the Astros are always pitching him 110 pitches, usually 100 to 110. So, yeah,
and when you're on a team like the Astros, you're going to get run support behind you as a pitcher. So,
100%.
He has definitely got the team around him to get wins.
Yep, I agree with that. I like me some Framber Valdez. Yeah, my first guy is Drew Rasmussen. It's a guy that I've been talking about a lot in the offseason, tweeted about him a lot. He's a guy that I've really liked after his 2022 season. He had his first start the other day. It was against the Nationals, so, you know, not the greatest competition, but he still pitched 6 innings, had 7 strikeouts, and only gave up a couple hits. So you'll take that all day. And, yeah, last year was his first full year as a starter. I mean, 146 innings isn't quite like a full starter's workload, but it's still a decent amount of innings pitched. And he had a 2.8 ERA and 125 Ks. So if he can even give you those numbers again this year, that's a great rotation piece for your fantasy team. So he's a guy, again, probably not available on your waiver wire, but definitely a good trade piece to target.
Probably got him fairly cheap.
I think he's
his name isn't that big yet.
Rostered in, what, 80% of leagues?
I'd say so, like, any, you know, if you're in a 12 or 10 man league, you should be on most rosters, but you never know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it all depends on the size of your league, I guess.
Might be on a few shallower.
Yeah, if it's a shallow league.
Waiver wires.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so my first guy, I got Patrick Sandoval of the Los Angeles Angels. Sandoval got off to a great start. He led the World Baseball Classic in ERA and was second in strikeouts. Had an all right first start against Oakland, allowed 1 run, 5 innings pitched. I believe he's only rostered in 50% of leagues, so I think that's pretty great value. And he's still relatively young, only 26, so I think he would be a good pickup for just even dynasty leagues. I think he'd be a great pickup.
He's kind of a sleeper. He always does pretty mid. He's not an ace by any means, but, like, he's definitely a good pick. Like, I got him in our Fantrax League, and he had a good first start. Like nothing spectacular, but you know, he got the job done. And if you're looking for a guy that's like kind of consistently mid that you could probably get off the waiver wires, like Caleb said, pretty good pickup.
Yep. Yeah, he's only, I think, here, I have my fantasy up here. ESPN has him, I think it was like 53% or something like that.
Okay, so
59%. So trending upwards, though. So
trending upwards, yeah. That's always huge to look for, too, eh? Like
up 5.3%. So I would try to get him now.
Yeah,
he's getting taken,
and he's also an easy drop too. If something goes bad, you don't feel bad dropping a guy like that. So it's
exactly.
A guy that can get you a couple good starts, and good on him. You know what I mean?
All these guys that I got on my list are all, you can pick them up, and if you don't like how they're doing, dropping them, it's a no. You're not feeling bad about dropping any of these guys.
Yeah, sometimes that's nice. Sometimes it's good to rotate guys like that around your fantasy. I mean,
oh yeah, definitely. And so up next, I got Justin Steele for my picks. He had a good season last year, 3.18 ERA, great home run rate. His only real issue is he walks a lot of people. But with his first start that he had this season, he's looking to kind of pick up where he left off last year. And it's a small sample size, only having one start, but he way upped his K rate with 8 Ks and really brought down his walk rate with only one walk through 6 innings. So he's a guy that I actually just picked up in our ESPN league because I was just researching and I found that I should probably pick him up and that he was still available. I got him and drafted him in Fantrax league, but picked him up in our ESPN league because I didn't want Kluber anymore on my team. So I did not feel bad dropping Kluber and picking up Steele to take a chance. So.
Oh, it's definitely worth a chance for Klubot.
Yeah,
Klubot is a bot these days. He's just a bot.
Been irrelevant since 2016.
Pretty well.
Guy won the Cy Young and peaced out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just been floating.
He had decent starts last year, but nothing spectacular.
Yeah, every once in a while he gets this one start where it's like, oh, that's the Kluber that used to win a Cy Young.
But now he's on the Red Sox, and we've seen nothing good from him yet. Oh, well.
He's just booty cheeks now.
Yeah. Alrighty, fool. Well, I got Spencer Strider.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Young stud. Like, he's so good. I mean, showing last year wasn't a one-hit wonder so far. I think he's got two starts this year, and they've been great starts. And I think he's just – I don't know. He's going to be – Is he, what, a second or third starter for the Braves? I don't know.
It'd be Fried, and then would it be him?
I don't know.
I got Charlie Morton and him, I think, are kind of like.
Oh, yeah, they'd be
interchangeable. But toss up. But
yeah.
Morton's old as
yeah, he's play, like,
so it won't be long till Strider's at least.
Morton's like 39, there, something like that. Two. Same age as like Justin Verlander, I think.
Yeah, Spencer Strider. I know, like, Chase, you have a few of his cards. Like,
oh, yeah. Guy that,
just an absolute stud, man. Thanks, a good future for the Braves.
Yeah, no worries.
Braves keep winning, I'm telling you. They just find these guys like Michael Harris.
He's got a good squad around him, too. So.
Oh, yeah. The Braves are so good.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah.
All right, for my second guy, I kind of really dove into the Fangraphs here. This guy, and it's a guy I was kind of keeping an eye on going into the year, and he had a really good first start of the season. That's Aaron Civale of the Cleveland Guardians.
See, I also really like him.
Yeah, so in 2022, he only pitched 97 innings, and he kind of got lit up, or at least on the surface, it looked like he got lit up. So let's deep dive into his stats. I compared him as 2022 stats to Shane Bieber's 2022 stats because they play on the same team, and Bieber's regarded as an ace, which he is. I'm not saying he's not. But I just wanted to compare their stats to show that maybe he wasn't as bad as people thought he was. So their barrel percentage, so hard hit basically is how many – or barrel percentage is how many percentage of their pitches got barreled by an opposing hitter, which means that the ball probably went far. metal pipes.
It's got knocked out.
His was 7.5%, Bieber's was 7.2%. So pretty much the same. And their hard hit percentage – Civale's was 40%, Bieber's was 43%. And their expected ERA for Savali last year was 3.8. His actual ERA was 4.92. So that shows that there's probably a little bit of bad luck involved in his ERA being so high. Whereas Beavers was 3.5 and his real or his expected ERA was 3.5 and his actual ERA was 2.8. So he wasn't that far off of Shane Bieber. I'm not saying that he's as good as Shane Bieber. I don't think that he is, but I think that he's better than people really kind of wrote him off after last year. Yeah. And in his first start this year, he pitched 7 innings. He only had 3 Ks, which is, you know, not ideal. You probably want more than that, but he only gave up 2 hits as well.
Yeah.
So he's a guy who is probably available on a lot of people's waiver wires. I know in a dynasty league I'm in on CBS, someone just straight up dropped him this offseason. So I picked him up for nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm super glad I did. But yeah, so I just think that he's a guy that people have kind of written off in their heads just because he had a pretty rough last year. Yeah. If he can stay healthy, like only pitching 97 innings is partially due to injury, but also he did start 20 games. So I think that was also just he kind of got roughed up a bit. So he's a guy I would target. He might be on your waiver wire, but if not, he'd probably be a cheap trade target too.
Yeah, I got Savali on one of my picks that I was going to talk about as well. So we may as well talk about him now. All for the same reasons. How old did you cap? Did you catch how old he was? I actually didn't look at how old he was.
I want to say he's 27.
I was going to say, I don't think he's 30 yet. So
no, I thought he was a lot older than that. He looks older than that for some reason, but yeah,
I'm pretty sure he's 27. I could be wrong, but
yeah, I personally also really like him, and I think he's definitely a more sleeper pick after last year, but definitely would warrant at least looking at, like, especially if you're looking for another pitcher to pick up and he's on your waiver wire. Definitely not, definitely a good guy to give a shot.
Yeah, he's 27,
And sometimes you're looking just to pick up a guy to do one start for you, right? Like you have two starts left and you need a guy to start. You just need a guy that you think can do a decent mid game. He's probably a guy that'll get you a good game. Yeah, for sure.
Alrighty, so my second guy I have is currently away from his team, but is slowly coming back. That's Liam Hendricks. He's coming back from his cancer he had. I highly suggest people pick him up and throw him on your IL. He's only going to be gone for about, I think, max 2 months. I think they're expecting a late May return.
Yep.
So I think it's worth – he's one of the best closers in the game. I highly suggest just slapping him on the IL for a bit if you have room.
Definitely if you have the space. I would fully agree. He'd be one of my favorite closers, and that would be justified numerically as well, or statistically, I guess. Definitely if you have space, he's definitely worth a slap on the IL to hold for a little bit.
37 saves last year.
You'll take that.
Do you know how old he is? I feel like, is he on the older?
I want to say just
34, 35, okay. I'd say somewhere in there.
Yeah, so I mean, he's got a few more years.
He's got a couple more years left in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully he can stay healthy. Hopefully it stays away, the cancer, and hopefully he can come back to what he was last year.
Clean slate mid-season here this year for the rest of the season. That'd be nice to see. Another good feel-good story like Trey Mancini.
Yep. Hopefully it doesn't turn into Trey Mancini's stats, though.
tough.
Okay. Chase?
Zap back around to me, hey? Mm-hmm. I got a funny one here. I got wife-beater Mike Clevinger.
Jesus. Allegedly,
but you know, he's cleared. He's cleared like Trevor Bauer. If we're just gonna look straight statistics, though, you know, he had a pretty good start to this season so far. 8 Ks, 3 walks, 3 hits, and 5 innings. So you know, kind of diced. Yeah. Kind of diced. Overall, he's kind of just like that kind of mid pitcher. He doesn't get a ton of Ks. He walks a pretty decent amount of guys. Won't pitch a ton of innings. He really hasn't seen a season where he pitched above 150 innings, so he doesn't really get a ton of work. But his ERA has hovered around 3 for the past little while, and yeah, I don't know. He's literally probably on the waivers of almost every league. So if you are wanting to take a chance on him, he'd be another guy to take a chance on.
For sure. Well, with those allegations, like, I just saw his roster went all the way down to basically nothing. Just because people thought he was never going to pitch again. He'll turn into a Trevor Bauer, but he's back. He's back. He's
probably on like nobody's team.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he on one of ours? I don't think so.
No, he's not. He's not in our Fantrax or our ESPN.
I guess we better hop on that.
I was looking at him.
Fair enough. Someone go snag him.
Wipe him right now.
Well, I also
a hot commodity.
I also had Drew Rasmussen. I think that's how you say it. Bryson also had him, so I didn't chip in, but I should have. But yeah, he had a good start against the Nats. He went 6 innings. He only gave up 2 hits and had 7 Ks. So very promising, living up to the hype he was given this offseason. And yeah, definitely a guy, like Bryson said, to maybe have some trade value to him.
Just to chime in here. Clevinger's at 16.4% rostered in ESPN leagues and is up 11.5%. So
yeah, love to see that.
People saw that once he was at 5% rostered, and people saw that one start, and now he's at 16. Yeah. So
on his way up.
On his way up in the big world. no legal allegations anymore. He's a new man.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think people are just thinking it was going to be another Trevor Bauer situation. So they just kind of backing off him. So, my third guy is one that's more for dynasty purposes, and I'll explain why, but it's Corbin Burnes. And I know that the reason I'm saying that is because he's been so bad to start the season. And the reason I'm saying it's more for dynasty than redraft is I genuinely, like in the offseason, there's an interview with him, and he basically was talking about how the Brewers just disrespected him with the offer they gave him and how he feels like they don't want him on the team. And I genuinely think that's part of why he's struggling so much, is because he has no motivation. Like, he kind of feels like he's not wanted there. And so the reason I'm saying it's more of a dynasty bias is I think he is going to struggle a bit this year. Maybe not to the extent he's struggling right now. Like, this year he's pitched 9 innings. He has 6 Ks. He's given up 11 hits, and he has a 9.6 ERA. I'm not saying he's going to be that bad for the whole season, but I genuinely think he might have a down year in compared to his previous season. So if you can buy him this year at any point, I highly suggest you do, because I think next year he's probably going to be playing on a different team, pitching for someone else.
Toronto.
And I think he's I think he's going to get back to the Corbin Burnes of old. So this year I might, obviously if someone offered him to you for the right price, even this year, it's like, you know what, at that point it's worth a shot. But because I think people are going to be,
just chugs over there.
I'm trying to convince Caleb.
at 11:40, I was like, when you were talking, I was kind of looking at fantasy, and I offered Travis a trade involving Corbin Burnes.
Yeah,
2 minutes ago.
Nice.
I was like, oh, that's ironic.
Yeah. No, that's like honestly, well, like I mean,
to himself.
I was like, no way, he just said Corbin Burnes right when I'm trying to trade him.
No, this is exactly why I wanted to have him on my list, because I think he is going to be a trade piece for a lot of people. So whether you agree with me or not, I think you can either get him or you can ship him off, one or the other. But I think I think this is what I would want him for, is the 2024 season. But
is he, what's his contract right now?
I'm pretty sure he's in a contract here. I could be totally wrong, but like, they were obviously in contract talks because he was pretty upset about either they didn't offer him something or it was a bad offer. I can't remember the details.
I think he's still on his rookie deal.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, because they can send him down without him getting placed on waivers. Oh, he makes $10 million bucks this year.
$10 million.
Yeah.
And alrighty,
that's Joey Votto's salary. Right, yeah, that's Joey Votto's salary.
Also Brandon Belt salary, I'm pretty sure.
So it's literally a 1 year, $10 million deal.
Or Joey Gallo, not Joey Votto. Joey Gallo.
Isn't Gallo hot though?
Yeah, Gallo's actually really hot right now.
He's got a beard.
Bearded Gallo's just built different.
Wait, what kind of hot are we talking about, boys?
Isn't he batting like 400, 3 home runs?
don't know. Yankees better be calling though.
Better be get, better be wishing he was back.
Trade him for Hicks.
Alrighty, so I will go with my third pitcher, and this is a guy high roster, but as I just said, I made a trade offer for Burns, and this is the guy I want in return. It's Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you guys the trade right now.
Okay.
It's just start of negotiations. So I trade Travis.
Okay.
I trade him Corbin Burns and Tim Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get Gausman and Bogarts.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Bogarts action.
I don't know. He probably won't take it, but just start the negotiations, you know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I look at his – he's getting the better pitcher. I'm getting the better
up, so. Oh, yeah. Just TA is so unpredictable, bro. Yeah. If you can get rid of TA – I mean, he's sick, but you never know how much he's going to play.
Yeah. Gausman, I watched him today. Another great outing. He hasn't given up an earned run yet this year. His split finger is nasty. And, yeah, like, the Royals could not touch him. He only gave up, like, four hits. Like,
Royals. Yeah.
It's just the Jays can't hit when he's pitching, the poor guy.
Well, they scored, what, 6 runs today?
That's no, good. When he's pitching, though, I mean.
I think they had 4 when he left, so. Oh, they did pull him a little early. I don't think he threw that many pitches, but still, he's so good. He is the ace of this rotation. I think he's going to finish top 3 in Cy Young voting in the AL. All right. He is that guy.
Okay, okay.
He is
Jays signing a good free agent pitcher? What?
Don't jinx it, man.
Is that me around again?
Yes, sir.
This will be my last one because Savali would be my last one, but talked about him.
Go for it.
So I got Zach Greinke.
Ooh.
He's been around the league for a while.
Senior citizen.
Senior citizen in the league.
Carved up the Jays yesterday.
Guy apparently is kind of a weirdo, so I've heard, in the clubhouse. But, you know, he kind of goes out there, does his thing kind of every year. He'll never pitch a ton of innings, but he's with Kansas City, and he's their ace for Kansas City. I mean, that's not saying much, but, you know, maybe he'll see a couple more games being there. But, you know, he kind of just goes in and does his thing. He's kind of mid. I think he's on the waivers in most leagues probably, so... it's kind of been my whole general theme is guys on the waivers that you could pick up and take a chance on. So that'd be another guy for me.
Fair enough. All righty. Well, I got Nasty Nestor Cortez.
Ooh.
At my number 4. I'm guessing he's very high rostered. I don't know. But he's just – last year was a great year, and then his first start this year was also a really good start. So I don't know. I just see a lot of upside on the guy.
Yep.
I love watching him play.
I low-key regret not keeping him.
Great
mustache.
Yeah, great mustache. Mustache cleats, man. Can't go wrong. Personality.
Can't go wrong. Great guy.
And people were talking like the pitch clock might bother the guy. I think he's thriving with it. He's done really well. I watched him pitch, and he didn't have any issues with it. He was throwing the ball with 5 seconds left on the clock, and he can still do his thing, you know, so. Yeah, definitely a guy to have on your team for sure.
Yep, I like him.
I agree. He's great. My fourth guy is – my last two are kind of just upside guys that I think will be good. And my first one is Kyle Muller of the Oakland A's. He's the ace of the A's. He didn't really get a chance last year to pitch a ton in the majors. Like in 2021, he pitched 36 innings.
Was he with the Braves?
Yeah, he was with the Braves. He was part of the Sean Murphy deal.
Right.
And yeah, he had over 4 ERA in 37 Ks and 36 innings in 2021. And this year he's pitched 10 innings so far. He's got 8 Ks, 8 hits, 3 earned runs. So he plays for the A's. So it's like you could pitch a gem and you're probably not going to get a lot of wins. But I think he's a guy who the Braves probably wish they had right now because Jared Schuster looked pretty bad. and he would be a good back-end rotation guy for them. But, yeah, I think he's a guy who's, again, he's on the A, so you got to take with a grain of salt, kind of like you do with the Rockies. But he's shown he's looked decent so far. I wouldn't say he's been great so far, but he's been good. And, again, this is a guy that you could just take a chance on, take a chance on the upside, and if it doesn't pay off, you can always just drop him. So.
Yeah, you got to love those guys. You just drop whenever you don't pan out.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so my next person, ESPN, has him rostered 25.9%. I have Grayson Rodriguez.
I was waiting for someone to mention him.
Made his debut yesterday, I believe. I guess 2 days ago when this was there.
That was a good one.
He had a decent start against a pretty good debut against the Rangers. I think he allowed two earned runs, pitched five innings, something like that, struck out five. I'm just looking at his Statcast pitch arsenal, and like looks good. Like he's hitting the zone. The only issue with like the spray chart, like where his pitches are, is his changeup is running up in the zone, so you don't want to see that. That's probably where he's getting burned. I didn't watch the game.
Couple balls in the yard.
Yeah. Other than that, like his slider, it's hitting the outside zone, outside corner. I think he throws hard. Like I think he throws 96 to 99 around there, and I think he's gonna be a stud. He's gonna be the ace of that rotation for years to come.
Yeah, I could definitely
get him now while he's gonna be starting. So get him now, and he could dynasty league, he can be your ace in a few years.
As long as the Orioles don't kill him in Baltimore, probably end up trading him. But
just honestly, if they have Grayson Rodriguez and John Means comes back, and they have Kyle Gibson pitching pretty well, Kyle Gibson's pretty well. They have some guys there, but I still
think they honestly have a decent rotation.
They should have made a move in the off season, but I don't make the calls there.
No one does apparently.
That's for sure. Yeah, no one does. That's right. Alrighty, Chase, do you want me to just go with my last one?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, I got Brady Singer of the Royals.
Oh, okay.
Finally, I'm saying someone that's low rostered. I think he easily gives Granke a run for his money. I think Singer's
just the age factor in that.
Singer
and Granke would be pretty similar in amount of innings pitched and like kind of statistic wise. Just that age gap is
that's crazy.
Way in favor of Singer.
Because I think he's pitched one game so far this year. I think it was against the Jays. I don't know if you watched it, Caleb, but I think he had a pretty decent outing. I think he pitched either five or six innings. That was one of the games that was lower score for the whole game, and then the Jays pulled ahead late. But I think besides the win columns, I think he'll get a lot of innings for the Royals just because they can't trust their bullpen too much. Besides Barlow and Chapman. Whatever Chapman's doing, throwing 105.
Hey, he was actually throwing hard.
See, look what a beard can do for a man.
Chapman just pile driving umps these days.
Pile driving umps, making a meme of himself. But you know what? At least he's making money, because he wasn't making money because he's never signed with New York again. So
got booted from the team.
So yeah, I like Brady Singer. Pick him up; you'll enjoy him.
Yeah, one of the good young pitchers the Royals have. I'd say not have much else. So.
Fair enough. Yep. Not much else going on there.
Nope. My last guy is a homer pick, is a D-backs pitcher. And that is Ryan Nelson. Is more of a dynasty play, I'd say. He's probably going to have his ups and downs this year just because this is, again, his first year as a full-time starter. Last year in 2022, he pitched just 18 innings, but he did have 16 Ks in those 18 innings, and he only gave up 9 hits, so it's not too bad. He had his first start against the Padres, and he did get roughed up a little bit. And his next start is against the Dodgers, so going to be a tough start for him. But
fun start for the D-backs.
Yeah, just the team in general is just kind of having a rough 8 games against the Dodgers off the rip. It's kind of tough.
It's a fun start.
But, to the season. Yeah, always good. So, but yeah, I think he's a guy that, he's not really talked about a lot in the dynasty community for sure, especially with the D-backs. I think there's other pitchers like Brandon Pfaadt that a lot of people are hyped about, which is fair because I think he's going to be good as well. So I think Ryan Nelson's a guy that kind of just flies under the radar, and it's a guy I watched a couple games of him, and I like what I've seen so far. So It's a guy I'm looking to target in Dynasty specifically.
Nice.
Alrighty, so my final guy is kind of an older guy, but I feel like he's worth the gamble. 80% roster percentage, and that's Chris Sale of the Red Sox.
Ooh, yeah,
okay. Not the greatest start to the season. Yeah, he has 11.25 ERA through two games, but he hasn't really pitched much the last couple of years, so I feel like it'll take a couple games to get going here. He had a very bad bad first start. Kind of bounced back a bit. His last start, 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, 3 earned runs. I think he's a high upside guy. Still throws hard, like that weird windup. He has 4 pitches there. I think he's very underrated. I feel like he's due for a big year, but you just got to stay healthy. I feel like he's worth the risk. Like, I'm taking the risk on him. He's averaging 1.6 strikeouts per inning, so that's nice for fantasy. Like, he got me 17 points the other day, so I'll take it. Yeah, I think he's going to be up there for fantasy points for pitchers.
Yep.
His injury has really derailed him a lot.
Yeah.
He used to be just he used to be the guy.
Yeah, he was something else. Like, I just.
Now he's just kind of
very hard to hit, like that, especially with the slider there and his windup. Like, his slider moves.
Good sweeping slider he's got there. It comes in that sidearm too. So
yeah, I feel like people should be taking the risk on him.
I'd probably be in the boat on the opposite side, but I definitely can see it. I just want to be able to see it.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, he's just another one of those guys that, like, when he's pitching, he's putting up decent. He'll put up decent numbers for you. And if he gets hurt, whatever, drop him. Pick up another guy that we've listed throughout this whole podcast. So
yeah,
fantasy, it's full of that. Like, you gotta if you're gonna be a good manager, you gotta be picking up and dropping, and
so gotta be active on those waivers.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta take your shot on a guy, and if it doesn't pan out, then you gotta know when to move on.
Yep.
Me with Jose Barrios last year. He's due to have a good start here. He's due.
Or you just keep him and suffer. And
caught too many feelings.
Jose Barrios.
He's due for a good start here. He has to. He's due. Nope.
That was me with Trevor Rogers last year too.
Oh, Trevor Rogers. Yeah,
I hate those guys. You just every time you're just like, this is his time. It just never comes.
Yeah. Just because they're dog water and we just think they have a hope in the world. But
it was a strange belief in them.
Absolutely hate that. I had to get rid of a few guys that I was like that this year because I just had to. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the batting average. Like, I've been seeing a lot of guys that have high batting averages and a lot less guys that have lower. Like, I feel like maybe are they finding more hits so far? I haven't looked at any stats like with the new rule changes and stuff. I don't know if they've been.
I'm not
that
sure.
Might be a little harder on pitchers too, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure too, to be honest. Last it just seems like there's a decent amount of offense this year, though.
There's been a decent amount of pitchers though that have thrown gems already. Like,
that's true, but then
our boy Garrett Cole is absolutely dicing right now.
Yeah, fair. Yep. Every day I look at the scoreboard, there's like a double digits today, everywhere.
Yeah,
the Giants put up 16 points to the
Trace Thompson
gets 16 runs or 16 points.
Yeah, just insane.
Trace Thompson gets 3 home runs in one game.
All of
and then just falls off the face of the earth.
One game, and then he just packs up and ships out.
He's like, I'm done for you, Mike. Here.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're gonna do to wrap up this episode. We'll do our overreactions. So we each have 2 overreactions, and we'll just go in the same order. So, Chase, you want to give us your first one?
All right. Matt Chapman, best third base in the league, way better than J-Rom. 27 at-bats, 13 hits, batting .481, 7 RBIs, just way better than J-Rom.
The crazy thing was, like, his stats, like, I think he went, like, one for four today, but, like, the Blue Jays announcer, they said, like, Jordan Lyles was the Rays or the Royals pitcher, and he was like, yeah, Chapman's last 10 at-bats, he's 8 hits, one walk, five home runs. I was like, holy.
Yeah, he's actually been on fire so far. Like,
he was really leading, but he went terrible, awful game. He went 1-for-4, dropped to like average now.
Yeah, he saved up all his skill from last year, and he saved it up for this year.
This is his year. This is his year.
Contract year, of course.
Just busted it in four games and is done.
Yeah, he's taking it easy last year.
Alrighty. Well, my first one, I got Joey Gallo. First guy. He's gonna be a decent player this year. That's probably
he's gonna win MVP.
I don't know about that. That's an overreaction for sure. But I ain't overreacting that much. MVP, but I think he's gonna be a decent mid twos batting average.
What do you think? You write that down, pretty sure I'm gonna hit at least 233 is looking pretty good.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good so far.
Looking gnarly.
Should be 260.
Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo, baby. Buddy's a stud.
Stud.
What's going on next?
My first one is that this is finally Spencer Torkelson's time. Ooh. He's going to break out this year. That's my overreaction. Even though he's not really hitting that well, he's only hitting 217. His expected batting average is .326.
I can't get on board with Torque.
This is it, man. He's upped his hard hit rate 20% already. He's up to 60% hard hit rate. The Detroit Tigers are cheeks, and their offense is horrible. But I believe this is his year, and this is also an overreaction. So it's probably not his year. But I like what I've seen so far, so that's why I put it down, because it looks like I watched some highlights and stuff, and he just looks a little more patient at the plate. He's kind of not trying to just crank every ball out of the park. So hopefully this is his time, but could be wrong, and I'm probably wrong.
I feel like I slightly missed the memo on overreactions, because I picked two overreactions that I didn't actually mean, and I was just saying it based on the first few games.
I'll just go for it.
Oh no, that's still an overreaction, because I'm basing this off the first few games as well. And he's probably going to go back to being what he's doing. So,
yeah.
Alrighty, my first overreaction is, how am I going to say this? Corbin is getting burned.
He's a dud.
Terrible, absolutely terrible first two starts. Has a whopping 964 ERA, not striking out, guys. Just very rough.
It has been
tossing meatballs.
Yep.
Yeah, like what does he have? 9 innings pitched, 2 games. I think he has. I'm not sure how many strikeouts he has.
He has 6 strikeouts and 11 hits given up.
Yeah, like, that's tough.
Not what you want from your ace.
Not what you want from a guy that is going to be top 1-2 guys in K's for the whole season.
Yeah, should be, but
only getting 6 through 2 starts.
Not ideal.
Yeah, he should be getting friggin' 8 a game.
Yeah.
But honestly, he'll bounce back, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my second overreaction, this is kind of what I meant by, like, I don't actually mean it, but Bobby Witt's a bust, and you should drop him now. He's only batting 9. He's only batting .095, 2-for-21, and he's only got 1 stolen base when he should be leading the league in stolen bases. Guy's washed. Yeah. We've seen the best of him.
You got to get on base to steal bases, though, so that's the issue.
True.
He did hit a dinger today, though, so...
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I watched the whole game. I missed his home run.
Nice.
I must have went to the bathroom and he hit one, because I went back and I looked. I was like, when the fuck did Bobby Witt hit a home run?
When you were gone.
He must have.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
He's camera shy.
You knew you were watching, could perform when you were watching.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of
pressure.
Yeah. It is. Right. I am hard to impress.
Fangraphs premium member.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be taking that for.
Alrighty. Well, I'll do my my last one. It catcher. I had him on my team. I traded him today. Mr. Danny Jansen.
Moving to a new team.
A very big overreaction because I know he's going to pick it up, but he's having a miserable start. I don't know. He shouldn't even be able to bat. Is he a good catcher? Like, is Kirk a better catcher?
No, Jansen's a better catcher by far.
That's the problem. That's the problem. If Kirk was a better catcher than Jansen, he'd be set. But I think Jansen, overreaction, he's doing terrible, but I already know he's going to pick it up. He's probably going to hit 30 bombs because I traded him. It's fine. Okay. I accept it. Whatever. But yeah.
Moving on.
That's my overreaction. I think he's batting like 0.66 or something. So I kind of had to dog him. I had to dog him, but.
No, it's fair. It's been a rough start for the GOAT. So.
Fair enough. But,
my overreaction is that Corey Seager sucks.
Nice.
And the Rangers got fleeced. No, he has been pretty bad, but I looked at his, like, I kind of deep dived his stats a bit, and he has kind of had some bad luck. Like, he is actually hitting the ball pretty hard and pretty well. It's just, you know, like, he's got 60% barrel rate and a 58% hard hit rate. Those are both, like, higher than his career averages. So I think he's going to bounce back. I just think that, yeah, he's just really struggling right now. He has zero extra base hits right now. So
hitting it to the wrong spot. That's tough.
Yeah, he's just kind of hitting into the defense. And I think it's one of those things where it's like the shift, I think, is affecting him a bit more than I kind of thought it would. So I think it's one of those things he just got to adjust to. And I think he'll bounce back. But it's been a tough start so far.
Fair enough.
Alrighty. I want to do two, but this is my main one. And I just want to do another one after.
Wrap it up.
My overreaction? Adam Duvall, MVP. Guy is on an absolute terror right now.
He is him.
Number one fantasy outfielder. He's batting 476 with 2 home runs and 9 RBIs. Actually, that's not – like, he's up to 3 home runs, 10 RBI. 3 home runs, 12 RBIs. So I don't think ESPN has updated their stats from today.
Sure.
Guy is – I picked him up. Probably going to start shitting the bed soon, but oh well, I have him now. I'll take it.
Take 2 games out of him.
Yeah, I'll take it. Who knows? Maybe he's the next big thing.
Maybe this is his comeback season.
Yeah. Did he ever have a good season, though?
Yeah, fair enough.
Alrighty. My final one. Okay, I'm going to – how do I say this?
Uh-oh.
I want to use his name and do a little fucking funny little Blue Jays management gets their belt ripped off and ass smacked by signing Brandon Belt.
I like it.
Hey, yo.
Jealous.
I don't know how to say it, but I said it.
I would have signed Brandon Belt if I knew that's what would happen.
Yeah. Oh,
sign me up.
He is so bad. I hit my parlay. I would have hit my parlay if he wouldn't be so fucking bad.
just spend some cash on Brandon Belt. Really,
I had a feeling. Like 17 plate appearances, like 11 strikeouts. Like how?
Really
just woke up this morning and was like, yeah, you know what? I want to drop some money on Brandon Belt today.
Woke up and was like, this is Brandon Belt's day today.
067.
Why did they get him?
He's batting below 100.
No,
but I'm
I actually have a good point. They needed someone to replace Bradley Zimmer's bat. And he's doing a pretty good job. Like the
067, more expensive.
That's around what Bradley Zimmer batted last year. So
they're like, how can we get a more expensive Bradley Zimmer?
Yeah, it's honestly that's people aren't looking at it that way.
Well, yeah, but what does he just strictly DH? Has he played?
He played first today.
Yeah, like I thought the Jays were gonna be between Vladdy and Cavan, but
no, I think Blue Jays are fucking set on having him as the everyday second baseman.
Yeah, see, that's their mistake.
Espinal's last year's news.
Biggio is breaking.
I hit one home run. He still got 250.
I'm not here for the Biggio slander.
Well, I think anything over 0.67 is good.
Fair enough. I'd be hitting 0.67.
My benchmark, 0.05.
Yeah. Right. I'd be hitting 0.67 in the majors. So.
That's the deciding factor between good and bad, 0.05, 0.067.
Yeah, those are my overreactions.
Some solid overreactions.
I like them. I like them. All right. Does that wrap it up then?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on another Fantasy Friday, along with some little fun overreactions at the end. It's pretty much that's the end of our top 10 lists. We'll be diving into every weekly fantasy now, I guess. Just yeah, different fantasy aspects.
Next week, tune in and see if Travis takes my trade.
Oh yeah, you'll find out. See if there's some big moves.
Burns gets moved,
or Burns find a new team.
Gonna get filling trade talks.
Gonna get paid more in Dodger Nation.
All cap.
All right. Point. All right. We will see you guys in the next one.
All right. See you later.